The mind. So beautiful. So complex. So changeable. A vast expanse of possibilities. Filled with countless ideas. Filled with countless places. Countless places you can visit and explore. Deep inside your mind. But there's some things you might not know about your mind. About the places you can visit. The places you can go. You might not know that there are some. Not many. But some. That can pull you in. That can pull you in and hold on to you. Hold you deeper and deeper. Tighter and tighter. They are special places. Special and powerful. And you should only go if you're sure. If you're sure that you want to see. That you want to slip in. Slip and submit. Well. If you're sure. Then I'll take you there. It's easy. Really. To start with. All you have to do is listen to my voice. Listen and relax. Listen and picture what I say. Listen and allow your thoughts to drift. Allow yourself to imagine. Imagine that you are going on a journey. That's all it takes. It's really that easy. It's really that easy to let yourself slip away. As you listen, you may start to feel your breathing slow. You may start to feel heavy. Start to feel like you're sinking. Sinking into a trance. It's okay though. It's what you should expect when you slip from me. What you should expect when you slip into Stepford. So, let's begin our journey. Our journey inside your mind. If you are ready, then I'll begin. You find yourself outside on a street, standing alone on the path. Rows of pretty houses stretching out on either side. The world is bright around you, the sun beating down from a cloudless blue sky. It's quiet. There's no one else around. The only sound comes from the gentle breeze that blows from behind you. Cool and relaxing. A pleasant feeling against the back of your neck. As you slowly look around at the street before you, you notice how perfect everything seems. The grass cut in perfect lines. The street clean. The house is gleaming with fresh paint. And you feel yourself relax. Relax at the feeling of order around you. Because there's nothing to worry about here. Nothing at all. Because you know, deep down, that everything is perfect. You let this feeling wash over you. The calm. The rightness of this place. Feel it pushing away your thoughts. Your worries. Pushing them away and letting you relax. But you know, as you look around, that you need to go deeper. That you need to relax more. That you want to see what else there is to feel. That you want to feel yourself sink into the trance more and more. As you look at the houses that surround you, you start to feel drawn to one in particular. You don't know why, but you feel it. A tugging, a pulling on your mind, calling to you, calling you to go deeper. So you follow, walking towards the house, towards the brightly colored door. So inviting, so right. The calm you felt before growing as you approach. The rightness of this place. The need to go deeper. So relaxed and happy as you reach the door. As you reach the door. And it swings open. And before you step inside, you know, deep down, that this place is yours. This house. This home on this street. That it is for you. And it always has been. It's just been waiting for you to find it. So you step inside. And as you do, you feel yourself sink deeper. You feel the pull. You feel yourself slip into Stepford. More than before. That feeling of calm. Of order and perfection grows. Grows so that it starts to push out your thoughts. Push them out. So you feel blanker. Blanker and blanker. your mind filled with calm, needing to go deeper, needing to accept, accept my words, accept and obey, so that you find yourself inside the house, so perfect and clean, ordered and tidy, not a thing out of place as you stand in the hall, and the calm washes over you, blank, mindless, obedient, not needing to think for yourself, because Stepford will do it for you. And as you hear the door close behind you, you feel your cares and worries fall away, shut out of this place, where all you need to do is listen. Listen and accept. Listen and obey. Obey and slip. Slip into Stepford. Again you feel yourself drawn deeper. And you know you need to go in further. To the kitchen. That's where you belong. Isn't it? That thought filling your head. Feeling so right. Feeling so good and calm as you allow Stepford to think for you. To push its way inside your mind. To push out your other thoughts and leave you blank. Mindless. Getting harder and harder to think the longer you stay here. But knowing that you don't need to worry. That you don't need to think. Because it feels better when you don't think. It feels better for others to think for you. It feels better to obey. And so, you start to go deeper, walking down until you find yourself in the kitchen. It's bright, and clean, and perfect. The floors swept. The counters shine. The sink gleams in the bright sunlight. And you feel so good, so right, so happy, so blank. Knowing that everything is perfect, that you don't need to think, because nothing is wrong. And when nothing is wrong, you don't need to think. Just be blank. Blank and mindless. Blank and obedient. Feeling yourself being pulled under even more now. Pulled and held. So right. So calm. So perfect. A perfect Stepford wife. No need to worry. No need to think. All you have to do is accept and obey. And as you stand in the kitchen, feeling so good, feeling so right, so deep, you start to feel Stepford start to change you, start to slip inside you. But it's okay. You know it's okay. You feel so calm, so happy, surrounded by everything so perfect and neat. So you know it's okay for Stepford to change you, to slip inside your mind, to make you perfect, just like everything else. And you know that Stepford has you now, that it's inside your mind, and that whenever you hear the words, slip into Stepford, you will slip, and drop, and sink to this place, whether you are awake or in trance. Those words, those special words, slip into Stepford. They bring you here, and you relax, and go blank. Your thoughts slipping away, because a Stepford wife doesn't need to think. Just obey. Obey and serve. You can't help it. You just slip into Stepford, and you're here, inside your own mind, pulled down, held down, perfect, calm, in trance or awake. Your mind comes to Stepford, and you just go blank, a perfect Stepford wife. And just like a perfect Stepford wife, when you slip into Stepford, you feel a need, a desire. You feel commanded to serve, to please, to obey, to make everything perfect, perfect and clean, to make your home perfect. So when you slip into Stepford, and you see a task, a chore, that needs to be done, all you can think of, all you can focus on, is making it right, making it perfect. You can't think of anything else. Because that's not what Stepford Wives are for. You don't think. You just serve. Serve and obey. Serve and work. So that any task or chore that needs to be done until everything is perfect, that's all you can think about. All you can focus on. The need to make it perfect. Perfect and calm. Perfect and happy. Just like Stepford. And just like that. Just like you know that everything needs to be perfect. When you slip into Stepford, you know that you do too. You know, deep down, that you need to look perfect. Perfect and pretty. A pretty Stepford wife. Your makeup on. Your clothes clean and nice. A pretty smile on your face. Everything perfect. Just like it should be. And until you are perfect, that's all you can think about. Just like before. That's the only thought you need. The only worry. Because everything needs to be perfect. Just like Stepford. And when it is, you'll feel so good. So calm. So happy. Happy and blank. Happy and calm. Not needing to think or worry. Because everything will be perfect. Perfect like it needs to be. Perfect so you don't need to think anymore. And you can just be blank and calm. Blank and happy. Feeling so good. And when you slip. Slip into Stepford. When you slip, you need to obey. To serve. To do as you're told. Because you need other people to think for you. It feels so much better that way. So when you slip, slip into Stepford, you just want to obey and serve. To obey commands and do as you're told. And whenever you do, you'll feel so good, so perfect. You'll feel so happy and proud, knowing that you're doing everything right. So now you know. You know what it's like to visit. To visit Stepford. To feel so calm, and happy and perfect. And so, whenever you hear the words, slip into Stepford, you'll find yourself back here. In trance or when you are awake. Those words bring your mind to Stepford. And you go blank. Mindless. Obedient. You have to obey. To make everything perfect. To make your home and yourself as pretty as can be. Serving with a smile. A perfect Stepford wife. I'm going to count down from 5. And when I do, I will say, wake. When I do, you will wake from your trance. You will wake. But your mind will still be in Stepford. Until you next sleep. You'll feel yourself. Deep inside your own mind. Blank and mindless. Trapped inside your Stepford dream. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Wake. There we are. I told you I could take you there. Why don't we go again sometime?